PEPFAR has been operating in South Sudan, and it did support the country in major things. I will start by saying one of the major things that one of the contributions is the improvement in human resource development and capacity building. PEPFAR has recruited a number of staff, both national and subnational level, including supporting and training more than 1,000 people who are community mobilizers supporting the HIV care. And as you know, HIV treatment and services at facility has proven not to be the best. Community models of care are very important, and PEPFAR has contributed a number of community mobilizers, trained them to support the HIV response in many parts of the country. One major achievement also is the DHIS2 upgrading and restructuring. As one of the most important infrastructure in health is to have a robust data healthcare system, and the DHIS2 is our database that we use currently. We have upgraded from DHIS1 to DHIS2.
What's DHIS?
It's District Health Information System. It's a health information system where you have your data, and we are almost like other parts of the region.
Uh-huh.
Now we're using the DHIS2, which is a robust data system where we have data flow from the facilities to the county health department, to the state, and to the national level. So right here at the national level, we're able to visualize and have data that helps us in decision-making and programming, because PEPFAR program is data-driven, and in Ministry of Health, we believe that data is also important for us to decide and to program, because if you know which facility is contributing more HIV, you know, data, you'll be able to focus and put more interventions into that facility. I would say that support to the public health laboratory, especially the HIV lab, is one of the biggest support that PEPFAR has contributed. And last year we have accredited, we have reached and have accreditation of our HIV lab, which is a real milestone to the country, having an accredited HIV reference laboratory that is able to test and you know, not have to send samples to other parts of the region. Some years back, we used to send our samples for early infant diagnosis and for viral load to Uganda and Kenya, but now we test them right here, which is a big achievement. Another thing is the multi-diagnostic platform, the Gene Expert. Gene Experts were supported by PEPFAR and Global Fund. And it's a multi-diagnostic platform where you can test all the other diseases just within here in South Sudan. I consider it also as one of the big achievements. Apart from other technical support that has been offered to the HIV department, and also support to the Public Health Institute. The Public Health Institute is a think tank to the Ministry of Health. It's supposed to provide research and work with public health issues, and it's under establishment. PEPFAR has supported the Public Health Institute significantly, contributing to human resource and contributing to other support to it, though we're still working hard to maintain the legal framework. It's up and running, and that was support from PEPFAR. As well as the field epidemiology training that CDC is supporting. It is first time that the country has now established a training on field epidemiology. COVID has taught us that epidemiology is one of the important fields that a country needs to have a good amount of epidemiologists. And during COVID, we didn't have a lot of epidemiologists. We have to call for them. So now we are doing mid-level training and surveillance officers. We have now done 3 cohorts of training for field epidemiology. So these are a few things that I broadly could talk about, but we have a lot of other technical support happening at the level at the national ministry, at the state ministries, county level as well. Conducive environment is very important, and peace and security do affect health. In fact, peace and health are interoperable, and they cannot be without the other. Without peace, we'll not be able to sustain health services. And we have the opportunity of the national government. We have the opportunity of the roadmap to make things better. It's an opportunity to have stability, to have economic growth and development. And all these things will help us also in the health sector, not only to support the PEPFAR contribution, but to have a fair amount allocated to health, because allocating a decent amount to the health budget is very important. Having co-financing to the other funding mechanisms like the Global Fund is important. We are not able to get some other vaccines now because we did not meet our co-financing obligations. So if the country is stable, peace is implemented, the roadmap is implemented, we are sure that we'll have stability and economic growth and development, and the country will be able to sustain and at least be able to meet their obligation in the health sector and all other sectors. To improve the situation, it's important for the government to prioritize the health sector and allocate a fair amount to the health sector, at least to meet the Abuja declaration of 15%. And the Ministry of Health and partners have been over the years talking about that, and we've been making a lot of advocacy, and we believe that it's important for us to have domestic financing so that we support our donors and our partners for better service delivery and quality health service to the people of South Sudan. I think one of the biggest challenges hindering people to access to HIV services, whether treatment or testing or other services, is stigma. It's stigma and low knowledge on HIV. And for us to be able to break the barrier, it's very important to continue the awareness raising and refocusing the message from the routine message of don't use the razor blade, don't do this. I think most people are now familiar of the mode of transmission. Our messages need to be refocused on treatment literacy. They need to be focused on knowing your status. They need to be focused on the importance of living positive and positive living. We need to engage more of people living with HIV like we've been doing in the HIV program. We have expert clients. We call them expert clients because they've been living with the virus for many years. They're more aware of the virus. They know everything about the virus. And we use them to help others to come out of the stigma. In the clinics, we use them to work. We have one of our most strong clients now working in Juba Teaching Hospital, supporting women who are pregnant in the prevention of mother-child transmission program. These are the things that we need to do in terms of helping people to come more for testing. People need to test their status. Couples who want to get married need to test, come and know their status. Using, like what my colleague said from the implementing partner, self-testing modalities, for those who, especially for the elites, just use your self-testing at home. It's reliable. It is fast. It is within a private environment so that you test and know your status. It's very important for everyone to know their status to not to allow the disease to progress and to be transmitted to the others. In terms of remaining on treatment, we have had challenges of some of the states of loss to follow-up. People come on treatment, but we lose them. We lose them due to various reasons. Maybe they're personal reasons. Maybe they're fed up from getting the treatment. Maybe they think it's very long. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done within the facility to ensure that the facility itself has a conducive environment. The healthcare workers are able to provide service in a non-judgmental way. They're well-trained. The facility is not long from where the clients live. Having transportation available, outreach programs for those who cannot reach the facility. These are things that the Ministry of Health is working with the partners to address. And these are things that can help us put more people on treatment. And treatment literacy is very important, very, very important. Involving champions and opinion leaders in the HIV response is paramount. Our chiefs, traditional chiefs, our religious leaders, the media like yourself, these are all modalities that can help us to put more people on treatment and let them stay on treatment as well as more people come for testing.